answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Scary. Tell us all about your phone tap.
So Kristen wanted to phone tap her mom. They live in a very well-manicured neighborhood, and their backyard is a mess. And this crazy guy from the community has been harassing the daughter, Kristen, about cleaning it up. So I'm going to play the part of the crazy neighborhood guy who got hold of Kristen's mom's cell phone number.
Yes.
Right. Not a stretch for Scary. Let's listen to Scary's phone tap.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Miss Millen, please.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Herbie. And I want to talk to you about your garden.
First of all, I want to ask you, what are you doing tracking my daughter down at work?
I Googled it. You can Google anything these days.
That's weird because you don't even know us. And you're trying to track down my daughter?
So, I don't know you, but I know you now. I got your name right here. I know your address, and now I have your phone number.
What do you want from us?
You really need to clean up your backyard because I have some guests coming over. I can't look at it anymore because
okay,
it's an eyesore to me.
Stop right there, buddy. Look it. I have lived in this house for 20 years.
You lived
in the neighborhood for 2 months.
So?
And you think you're Mr. Big Shot? You move in and you're going to tell everybody what they should do to their property?
Well, don't you think?
I pay my taxes.
That's great, but you have a disgusting garden. There's shrubs are everywhere. It's gross.
In your mind.
Don't you own garden tools?
In your mind, you're a maniac. You're out there with that blower like it's part of your anatomy. You're just like blowing a leaf falls and you run outside and blow it. I mean, there's something wrong with you.
I blow everything in sight because I want a clean yard, unlike you, who have weeds growing back there.
You ought to blow it out your ass is what you ought to blow it.
Don't you own a weed whacker? A hoe? You have a hoe?
In my mind, I take care of it. I like the naturalness of the way it looks.
It's garbage back there. Your dead tree is dipping over onto my property line now. You think that the tree and the bushes can all of a sudden just go onto my property like that?
If you have a problem with it, then go ahead, get your hedge trimmers, whatever the hell you use, your chainsaw. And go ahead and trim my tree.
I think it's disgusting that you don't trim your bush.
You trim my bush. I don't care.
No, I want you to trim it. Don't you own
hedge? Don't you be peering over my fence at my bush and worrying about it.
No, all I have to do is walk out of my house and your bush is in my face because it's over the property line.
Oh, no. If my bush is on your property, that's your responsibility.
And then when it rains and your bush gets wet, the leaves fall onto my property and then I have to blow it back over again.
Nobody comes back here anyway.
Just because no one sees your bush doesn't mean you don't have to trim it.
You want to prune it? You want to prune it, then you come on over and you prune it. Don't bother me.
I'm not bothering you. I'm asking you a favor.
Don't bother me. You're freaking me out.
Cut your shrub, bub.
Stop harassing us.
You need to get a green thumb in your life and call the lawn doctors.
Oh, my God. We are way finished. Go. Well,
I have Billy May's awesome auger with me, and I'm going to rip up your entire garden because it's a mess. It's actually driving the value of my house down.
You spend every waking hour of your pathetic life keeping your lawn perfect. You're out of your mind.
No, I'm just neat. I'm a neat freak, okay? And this is how I was born.
You're neat. You're crazy. You're the kind of person that shows up on the front page of the newspaper.
Joanne, this is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. God, I don't believe this. I almost had a heart attack.
I know you did. I'm sorry.
Oh, Kristen, that is cruel.
You flipped out.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
I don't know, Scary. I don't know if I'm comfortable with you telling our listeners to trim their bush.
Even if no one sees it.
She's got a sloppy garden. What
that was awesome.
Oh, God.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.